You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 28, we learn about celebrating sisterhood from a very special guest, Tammy Whitehurst. Welcome to our show. We are Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley, the co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching, a life coaching company dedicated to empowering women to overcome from the comfort of a cozy sofa. And our show today is pretty special, isn't it, Rachel?
It's very special. It's going to be a great show.
It is. Earlier this week, we actually had a conference call with a new friend, and we're super excited to share it with you. We do want to apologize for the sound quality because it is a conference call.
It is. It's a little different from what you're normally used to hearing on our podcast show, which is nice and crystal clear.
So. And we do have, you know, we have our sound man doing his best to work some magic, but because it's a conference call and we maybe don't have control over all of the levels,
right?
We just want to say ahead of time to, you know, we're sorry.
Yes.
About that. But hang in there, because we promise that the message that is within it mm-hmm. is going to be very valuable for you.
Right. Absolutely.
So we're going to dive in. And then after we are finished hearing our little conference call with Tammy, Rachel and I are going to come back and close out the show with some ending thoughts. So let's dive right in with our conference call with Tammy Whitehurst.
Well, we want to welcome to the show Tammy Whitehurst. And Tammy is a speaker and author whose passion is to communicate the hope that is found in Nehemiah 8:10 that says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Now, Tammy loves to encourage and inspire women of all ages and all walks of life. And she speaks to the heart about what applies to the heart, using laughter and life experiences. And it really is our pleasure to have her with us today on the Girls on the Big Blue Couch show. So Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and it is wonderful to be here.
Now, you are joining us from Texas. What's the weather like there?
It is very hot.
We have been
hitting 100 degrees almost daily.
Wow.
Very hot.
We kind of have an early fall happening at the moment.
We hope
that summer returns for at least a few more weeks, but it's a little chilly here today in North Dakota.
Yeah, we had to get sweaters out, so
yeah,
that's
it's a sweater
cold.
Day.
We wear shorts at Christmas time still. So, you know, Texas is just a really hot place.
I was going to say, does it never get cold?
It gets cold, but you will never, I mean, it gets cool, and the coldest we get here is about, I'm going to say, we might have a few days of 35-40.
Uh-huh.
And you don't really ever have to wear a big coat here.
Right.
You know, we don't have down coats and things like that here. No.
Oh, my. Well, we definitely do.
Yeah.
We do. We do have some people who would probably wear shorts at Christmas time if it's like, if we have a warm winter of 30 or 40 degrees and it's rare, there will be some people that wear shorts, but
I see, that's
only because they're excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's warm for us in the winter. Awesome. Well, Tammy, you and I met last month at She Speaks, and we both happened to be seated in the front row of a breakout session, and I think what drew us to each other initially was the fact that you had these awesome red glasses, and I have this red jean jacket on, right?
That's exactly right.
So you could kind of say that the color red is what really got us talking.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of people don't wear red like we do. They, you know,
no.
People that wear red like us oftentimes march to the beat of a different drum.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
We wear red Rachel wears red a lot.
Red
and teal are our colors. Yeah. So we're just thrilled to have you with us today because the topic of today is celebrating sisterhood. And that's a topic that you speak on frequently, correct?
I sure did.
Awesome. And you had mentioned to me earlier, and I shared this with Rachel, and we just love this. Earlier this week, you sent me this message and you said, "Friendship is a gift from the Lord. We all need it. And great godly friends lead us to Christ, not a crisis. And friends are supposed to make life better."
That's exactly right. friends are supposed to make life better, not worse. And, and I am 47 years old. And so I've seen a lot of different friends in my life, and I have had friends in my life for seasons, for short times, and then I've had friends in my life for long, extended times. And I will tell you that the group of friends that I'm in right now, that I've had for quite a long time, we realize that life has a lot of changing moments when you get our age, but we definitely make the most of it, and we are a group of girls who want to glorify the Lord.
That's awesome. I love that. Now, can you share with us, why is this topic so important to you? Why is it something that you chose to speak about to women across the nation when you speak?
Because I think so often that what we need is, we need friendship. Women crave friendship. So many times I talk to women whenever I speak, and they will come up to me afterwards and they will say, I just need friends like this. I need friends. I need someone to talk to. The people that I usually, as a whole, who I write for and who I speak to often are those women who they crave to know what a merry heart really means. And in God's Word, it tells us a merry heart doeth good like medicine, and they really need a whopping dose of that. So every one of us do, no matter where we are in our walk of life. But so often women, they can feel so hopeless, but yet friends can lead them to that hope. And I often say, and just as you said a moment ago, that friends help us stay Christ-centered and not crisis-centered. Those really good friends keep us where we need to be, and they do make life better and not worse. And I'm just very blessed to have a group of friends like that in my life.
Yeah, that's amazing. Go ahead, Mandy.
Go ahead. Rachel, you take it. Take it away.
I was just going to say, though, I think Mandy and I see this a lot, and I don't think it really matters what age the women are. It seems to be a really common need for women, and not just friends, but real friendship. And I know Mandy and I deal with women and young women ages, 11 years old up to about 45 is generally who we're dealing with. And that is something that seems to be common all the way through, is seeing not only friendship that's needed, but genuine friendship. And
absolutely.
Why do you think that is so hard for women to find, this genuine, real, Christ-like friendship?
I think today that women are so busy and we're stretched in so many different directions. You know, so often we really want joy, but what we feel is drained because sometimes our kids are rebelling or our marriage is crumbling or maybe life is just disappointing as a whole. But I think what good friends, the kind of friends that God will lead you to, will help you realize that it might not be well with your circumstances, but it can be well with your soul. And He will lead those kind of people into your path that will lift your head up whenever life has a way of pulling it down. And the busier we get as women, so often we realize that busyness is not a spiritual gift. And we want to put more and more things on our calendar, but so often that will actually make us more and more lonely. And it will make us need others so much more.
So, Tammy,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you were finished with that thought, I have a question. But if you weren't, go ahead and keep going.
I was just going to say that the busier we get, so often the lonelier we will be sometimes. Because we have to stop and we have to slow down, and we have to laugh with friends, and we have to talk about life, and we have to talk about how God can pull us through things, because I know for so many people, and me included, we as women can definitely relate to the verse in 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 that says we're hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed, we're confused but not in despair, we're persecuted but not abandoned, and we're struck down but not destroyed. And I think that He sends us friends to remind us of that very verse.
That's awesome.
Tammy, are you married?
I am.
Okay. Do you have any kids? These are questions I probably should have asked you, but...
Oh, we have 4 children. We're empty nest now. So
okay.
I will tell you that my husband and I are loving every second of empty nest. We are loving this time in our lives where we get... Well, actually, we are becoming better friends now.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's awesome. So my question to you is, how do you balance you know, making sure that you have your friend time, as well as you make time for your husband and your family when you are traveling all the time as a speaker.
It's definitely one of those situations where you have to prioritize. I do live by a calendar, but I have times where I just have a big X on them in my calendar, and I'll say my husband, or I'll say my friends. And the group of girls that I'm with, a lot of us are going in different directions, but at least once a month, we have it scheduled that we all get together. And we have this very large round table in one of the girls' houses, and we start off with Tell Me Something Good, the song by Chaka Khan from way back when. And what we do is and I look so forward to it every single month, and sometimes it happens twice a month, but it always happens once a month, and we make time for it. But each of the girls talks about something good that's happening in their life, and that keeps us, as women, as friends, that keeps us from going into the negative side, going into gossip, going into how things, sometimes you can leave a group of women and you can feel drained, but if you concentrate on the good things that are happening in your life, and you hear the good things that are happening in other women's lives and in your friends' lives, you share in that, and it leaves you overjoyed. Always. I so look forward to that, and rarely do I miss, because that's so important, just to have that time with my girlfriends.
That's, you know, we were sending messages back and forth on Facebook, and you were saying, you know, I'm sure you're going to be talking to me from the comfort of your big cozy couch, and and you said you're going to be on your big cozy chair, and that's really the essence of the Big Blue Couch. You know, we don't have the Big Blue Couch in our office because it doesn't fit, but the essence of it is really spending time with your girlfriends and helping them through those situations in life that are just really hard. And I just love that you talk about what's good and you focus on what's good with your friend, right? And that you make it a point to do that.
That's right. You have to make it a priority, because, you know, a lot of times I'll say life's not all red hots and roses anymore. And the older you get, your body gets older, but your mind doesn't get older. And so the things that you want to do, sometimes your body says that you can't do anymore. But I work with people all the time who, as they're getting older, they become a complainer. Mm-hmm. And getting older should not make us complainers. Getting older should make us conquerors. And after we've gone through experiences in our life to get to where we are, whatever age we are, we always have developed some wisdom along the way, I hope, so that we don't become complainers, but that we do become conquerors.
Mm-hmm. And I think you touched on something that is really missing in a lot of friendships, and it's something that we try to teach here at Big Blue Couch. We really focus on it a lot with our marriage coaching, where we teach women how to stay in the positive, even when there are negative things happening in the marriage, how to use your tongue and your words for building up instead of tearing down. And I really think that when it comes to friendship, I think this is the thing that's missing for a lot of women, and I think you really touched on something, is that you have to be intentional about it. This doesn't naturally happen. I think sometimes we're just naturally complainers, and so we have to be intentional about what is going good in your life. And I think that is really the difference for some women on what is a healthy, growing friendship and what is a toxic friendship.
That's right. And whenever we are intentional, whenever we're aware of what we're talking about and what we're doing, I know that in our group, there is one woman in particular, and she always says that she has the hardest time coming up with something good to say. Whenever we have one lady who's a singer, and so she always belts out that song, Tell Me Something Good, that I mentioned a moment ago. And then we begin to go around the table. But it actually, now for all of us, when we're getting ready to go that evening, we think about, okay, what am I going to say to the group tonight? What am I going to say? It is intentional. And when we are aware of the words that come from our mouth, it can so make our life better.
Absolutely.
That's good. That is good. So we usually like to keep our podcast show within the 15 to 20 minute range, and I think we're getting to about 15 minutes here. So
are we already there?
I know we are. We want to have you back another time, I think, and do this again in a couple months, and maybe see what other wisdom we can share. But as we kind of close up, what would be a piece of advice that you would give to maybe there's somebody listening who is in her 20s and she has yet to find that good group of friends. What kind of advice would you give her to begin to create those type of friendships where they can celebrate each other and it can be a healthy, godly relationship versus a toxic one?
I'm going to encourage her to get involved in groups, maybe at her church, or it doesn't have to be at church, but in a group of women who base their life on the Lord and wanting to glorify the Lord. And that doesn't mean that we're stuffy, and that doesn't mean that we don't have a good time. That means we can have an even better time. Because I've had all kinds of friends in my life, and my best friends are my godly friends. And I have found out by the time I get this age that life's really what we make of it. You know, I often say that we can make amends, we can make a mess, or we can make up our mind. And we can also make friends if we will just, if we will follow our heart and listen to the Lord as He pulls us toward other women who need us as much as we need them.
Mm-hmm. That is good. That is good. Rachel, do you have any ending thoughts to leave with Tammy, or any other questions that maybe you want to have before we close up for today's show?
Well, I think what I really want is for her to come back and chat again, because that went so fast, and I think we just barely reached the surface of the wisdom she has on friendship. But I think the thing that I really enjoy you talking about is that we don't need to be discouraged or give up when our group of friends is small or it feels like we don't have enough people around us, because like you said, they need us as much as we need them. And so to really encourage those women that don't maybe have that group of friendship yet or are still looking for that, that it's okay to walk in that season of not that many friends around you. Because when you look at women and you look at those close friendships, usually it's not a huge group of women. Usually it's a much closer-knit group. And I know Mandy and I have had to learn that lesson. And I just really want to thank you for coming in and for sharing your wisdom. And I'm excited to talk to you again, because I'm sure this is not the last time we're going to chat. So,
well, I would love to talk with you again, Rachel and Mandy. It's a blessing to meet you. And I really look forward to our paths crossing again one day.
Me too.
Well, thank you so much, Tammy. We do too. And Tammy, where can our listeners find you if they want to connect with you more often?
They can find me on Facebook at Joy for the Journey. And if they would like to send me a message, I have a lot of women who send me messages, and I have made a lot of friends through Facebook, some really good friends that I've never met face-to-face but are truly people that I do feel the Lord has sent my way. And then they can also find me at TammyWhitehurst.com.
Awesome. Well, we will definitely be sure to put the links to both your Facebook page and your website on the page that this podcast comes out on, as well on our website. And we definitely look forward to having you back again sometime soon. And we wish you a fabulous weekend, because we know that you are, a week actually, you're traveling tomorrow to North Carolina for another conference.
Yeah.
And so we just pray blessings upon you, and it'll just be exciting to reconnect with you again maybe in a couple months and see,
yeah, it sounds wonderful.
See where the conversation goes.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, Rachel, that was a really great call, wasn't it?
It was. It was fun to talk to her, and I am so excited that we decided to do this on a podcast, because she had so much stuff that I know you guys are going to want to listen to it again, and we want to listen to
it again
so that we can write down all the fabulous things she said about friendship and celebrating sisterhood.
And I think that we should actually have her back again.
I agree.
As like a part two of this topic, but maybe other topics too.
I agree that 20 minutes was not nearly long enough. She's a wealth of information.
Yes.
And I think she's going to be one of the girls that's going to frequent the Big Blue Couch.
I agree. So, Rachel, what were some of your takeaways from our conversation with Tammy?
Well, I think one of my favorite things that I heard her say was that the godly friends are to lead us to Christ and not a crisis. And I think we can get so wrapped up in our daily lives that we kind of forget that friendship is supposed to build us up and spur us on to the next thing, not the next crisis and the next, like, you know, it doesn't always have to be like junior high where you're just going from one emotional crisis to the next. And as you mature in your friendship and you mature in Christ, you should be doing that for your friends mm-hmm. as well and not leading them into crisis.
Oh, I love
and
that.
So I loved that. And the second thing that I really got from our time with Tammy is that as we grow and as we age and as life changes, you really have to be intentional mm-hmm. about your friendships. And I loved how she said that they get together as friends once a month and really nobody really misses it because they know that they need it and they put it on the calendar and they make it intentional. And I think that's something as adult women, we really need to remember that we can't mm-hmm. just forget about our friends for 20 some years while we're raising children or are starting our career or just getting married, that we still need to keep those friendships intact and we have to be intentional about it.
I love that too. And I have three takeaways that I wrote down that day. The first one was that women crave friendship.
Yes.
And I don't know why that just, I've never heard it said like that before, but I identified with it. Mm-hmm. I think it's true for me. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote that down because I was like, yes, it's true. Also, talk about what's good. I love mm-hmm. how she said, you know, they ask each other, what's good?
Yep, absolutely.
And they kind of go around the table. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And I kept thinking, you know, we probably need to, I think we do that on the Big Blue Couch when we have our girls' nights, but I think we could be more intentional about
it. We're very intentional about our marriages and how we talk yes. about our men because of Celebrate Your Man, but we could probably work on making sure that we're intentionally asking each other outside of our marriages, outside of our jobs, what is going good
yes.
in your life. I love that.
And along with that, her quote that where she said, getting older should make us conquerors, not complainers.
Awesome. I
love it.
I could have underlined, like if she was writing a book there when she was speaking, I could have underlined and highlighted everything
yes.
she was saying.
She has a book. Great. We need to get it. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, we need to get it. So okay. We will be. And we hope that you actually, whoever's listening, will go visit her site as well.
Yes, absolutely.
TammyWhitehurst.com. TammyWhitehurst.com.
Mm-hmm. And we want to leave you with an action step. And we want to invite you to download, if you haven't already, our free gift to you, which is our 7 days of free coaching. It'll help you feed your mind with truth. And you can get that at www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com. And we want to thank you so much for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. We look forward to chatting with you again next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.